Arctic Cooler Talk. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. So let's get together now. Get your questions in wherever you're watching this right now. HoustonTexans.com, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Snapface, Facebook, whatever Bill O'Brien calls these social media things. Just get your questions in, and I'll get them answered to the best of my ability on my phone here. Now, we're presented by Arctic, the people who make the coolers, the tumblers, so many great products. Check them out. Arctic all over social media. I mean, they've got a ton of followers. I don't know why so many people follow Arctic, but apparently it's really worth it, so do it, because it's definitely worth having these things. These things are awesome. I mean, I could go through stories for you. Have you heard my bear story? We had an Arctic cooler back in 2004. No, we didn't. But these things, like, even when it's freezing cold, this thing would keep things warm. It's that good. It's that good. Okay, let's get to some of your questions now. Houston Texans coaching staff at the Senior Bowl right now in Mobile, Alabama. And James kicks us off with, how's the staff doing at the Senior Bowl? And you know what? You don't have to take my word for it. You can go on to HoustonTexans.com after we're done here. Don't leave class early. And check out Bill O'Brien mic'd up on the field in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, giving instructions to the players. It's really cool stuff. He's coaching all these different college guys. This is a great experience. I mean, you're getting to know these guys over the course of a few days. You get to know them day to day, so you know their moods, you know what makes them tick, and you can see if you want to draft them or not. And most of the players at the Senior Bowl are not first and second round draft choices anyway, because I know your next thought was, well, we don't have a first or second round pick. These are mid to late round guys for the most part, not everybody. And you're going to get a good chance as a coaching staff to see them tick and decide whether you want to take them or not. Ty on Twitter wants to know, do you think we will try to pursue tight end Jimmy Graham? What an excellent question. You know, tight end probably a need. I don't know what the future of C.J. Fedorowicz is. They have not made anything official with him. Suffered so many concussions throughout his career. Look, C.J. in 2016 was 16th among receiving tight ends in tight ends receptions. All right, that's stat. And Ryan Griffin was 19th that year. They had two guys in the top 20. That's pretty strong stuff. So C.J. had a really good year. Texans like to throw the ball to the tight end if there's one available. Now, how many games this year do they have one or sometimes none available to throw to? Jimmy Graham is more of a receiving tight end and a real good one, but I think they want somebody who could be a little bit more of a multitasker. They have Steven Anderson. I think you want to see a tremendous leap from him this year, but Ryan Griffin should be back. I hope CJ's back, but you never know with the concussions. Let's hope for the best. I think they'll go tight end shopping, but I'm not so sure it's a guy like Jimmy Graham. Mike wants to know, who will be the defensive coordinator? Well, Bill O'Brien has told the media that Romeo Crennel is the defensive coordinator. So, look, you lose Mike Vrabel to the Tennessee Titans. He's their head coach, and we love Mike Vrabel. But you got Romeo Crennel coming back. You have one of the greatest defensive coordinators ever available. He's right here in the building. He doesn't have to move his office or anything. He's there for you. So why not take advantage of that? It's a great, great option for the Houston Texans, and Romeo is up for the job. He's at the Senior Bowl right now, coaching the D. Ray wants to know, what's the update on Deshaun's health? Well, Bill O'Brien was asked about that at the conclusion of the season press conference. He was also asked about that this week at the Senior Bowl, and he said he's ahead of schedule. He said he could be a player in OTAs and minicamp. OTAs are organized team activities. A lot of you ask that question every time the acronym comes up, and I think it's a legitimate one, because why call it that? I don't know. Just call it spring practice or whatever, off-season practice. They call it OTAs. He could be available for OTAs. Now, there was a video we put out on social media, HoustonTexans.com, the rest of the platforms, of Deshaun throwing to Bruce Ellington in the weight room. They have a little field, like a 25-yard field in the weight room. Actually, I think Deshaun put it out, but we jumped right on that and repurposed it. And it was great to see Deshaun throw the football. And it wasn't like he was scrambling around getting hit. But, man, oh, man, how tasty was that to see him throwing the rock? And let's hope he's out there for OTAs. But you know what? That's not as important as him being out there actually available for training camp of the regular season. So prospects look really good for that. He's ahead of schedule, according to the head coach. Tim wants to know, will Lamar Miller still be the featured back next season? I think if I had to answer that right now, today, in January, I would say yes, but I think they're going to be a complementary kind of running back stable. I think they'll have that available to themselves, because if you look at Deontay Foreman, he looked so good the day he went out when he got injured against the Arizona Cardinals. Man, oh, man. I mean, if he can come back 100% at the starting line next season, I think he's going to get as many carries, maybe even more than Lamar. Let's see how it plays out. But again, he's recovering from an Achilles injury, and those tend to take a little bit more time. Let's hope for the best for him. But if I had to say it today, Lamar Miller. Now, I hear guys talking about, well, they could use a speedy back who can catch passes out of the backfield. That kind of is Lamar Miller. He's a really good receiver. You saw the pass that Deshaun threw him in the Seattle game. Lamar can make all sorts of plays. I mean, Indianapolis 2016, that whoop into the end zone when Brock Osweiler led that comeback against the Colts with the late touchdowns and the field goal. Did I bring up his name? I did. But Lamar Miller is the point here. So Lamar, yeah, he's still your guy, but Tyler Irvin's coming back too from an injury. And I still think they're going to add to the mix at running back. And my friend John Harris, who knows a lot about these things, told me that it's a really great class for running backs. So let's keep the wheels churning here and see what they can come up with. All right. Samantha wants to know, any news on Deontay Foreman's injury rehab? Good question. We were just talking about it. I don't really have any news. I saw him in the building last week or the week before. And, you know, he was around, so I don't know what to make of that. I really didn't ask him how he's coming along. But here's the thing about Achilles injuries, and we learned this when Devere Posey came back. Remember, he got hurt in the divisional round against the Patriots, and he was available opening day for the Texans. And the way he explained it to me, and he's now a star, I guess you could call him that, in the CFL, in Canadian football, but Devere told me that the way the technology has developed in recovering from Achilles injuries, it's better than it's ever been. It's not like days of old. It's really taken a lot of leaps and bounds. So I would say that if he sticks to the program, prospects are really good. This is Dr. Vandermeer talking now, that he would be available for the start of the season or close to it. So again, let's hope for the best for Deontay Foreman. Dalton. Is it Dalton? Hang on a second. It is Dalton. Dalton. You get a lot of Roadhouse references when people bring up your name? Dalton. Pain don't hurt. What are some other good Roadhouse lines? Anyway, Dalton wants to know, what do you expect from Davenport next season? That's Julian Davenport. He's got an accent over the E. Is that an accent? Those of you who studied French in high school, I didn't. Why did you take French? I mean, more people speak Spanish than any other language, right? Or maybe it's Mandarin. I don't know. But Spanish is a highly spoken language in this world. Why'd you take French in high school? I don't get it. Anyway, Julian Davenport could be... I think he's going to be a player. I think he's going to be somebody in the mix at right tackle, and maybe they go look for a left tackle. Chris Clark even is a free agent going into next season, so I don't know what's going to happen with him. But remember, and as I say, right tackle for Julian Davenport, Derek Newton, you hope to see him back, so maybe he's the right tackle. Could he be the left tackle? I think tackle's still a mystery, so you're not going to pin me down on an answer. I could be vague. I could play the shell game with the tackles because I don't really know at this point. I'm not sure if they really know at this point because Davenport is a mystery. Like I said, his recovery, you can't count on it, I would think, but you're really hoping for it. But they're going to add to the mix at tackle. Maybe Julian projects better as a right tackle than a left tackle. That's just me saying that. I'll ask Johnny Harris when he gets back from the Senior Bowl. How about that? All right, thank you, Dalton. Steven wants to know, do you see the Texans playing in London in the future? Hello, I do, and I hope so. Well, here's the deal. They went to Mexico in 2016. Now, doesn't that check a box for foreign soil participation? Yeah, it's not as far as London. And with so many games on foreign soil these days, don't you think that, I mean, the rotation is so quick. When you think about four games in Great Britain, and then you think about Mexico City, that's 10 teams playing abroad every year. That's a third of the league. So you're going to churn through that really fast. So the Texans would be due, you would have to think, next year, year after at the latest, to either play back in Mexico City or in London. Now, I don't know this, but I would assess it this way. I'm sure the coaches would rather go to Mexico City because it's closer. You know, it's like a 2.5, 2-hour flight. Now, it's a kind of a tough travel situation. It's Mexico City. There are a lot of traffic issues and things like that. It took us a long time to get from the stadium to the airport after the game against the Raiders in 2016. London, you have all that recovery coming back, and you have different ways of handling it. Teams going in on Thursday now. Teams not taking the bye afterwards. They just jump right back into the season. They take their bye later, depending on when the London game falls. So a lot of issues to debate there. But the coaches don't make these decisions. The league does, along with ownership. So we'll see how it plays out. I would say it's probably going to happen. You know, maybe in the next couple of years they're going to play in London. And it's usually teams, well, not usually, but very often teams that don't have their stadium issues straightened out. That's why you're seeing the Raiders and the Chargers or whoever else is going over there. All right, we've got some other things going on here. Chewy wants to know, Do you see the Texans adding any wide receivers? Good question. You know, Bruce Ellington's a free agent. I like Bruce Ellington. But maybe they can get him back. Maybe they don't want him back. I don't know how they feel exactly about Ellington. I think they really like him. But the question is, do you bring him back at the expense of what? And they have a couple of guys that they want to look at that are in the stable, so to speak. Deontay Gray is a player who was at TCU, got hurt last offseason, who they acquired as an undrafted free agent. Lots of speed. I think he's more of a return guy maybe. But, you know, players like that, I'm not sure how they're going to figure into the mix. Do they go big as a free agent acquisition at wide receiver? I don't know. But when you look at what they've got, the top two are all set with DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. Then you have Braxton Miller, who's still under contract. And he was starting to develop, starting to come along. I'd love to see Braxton Miller in a full season with Deshaun Watson. Wouldn't we all love to see that? Look, I'd love to see Deshaun Watson in a full season with anybody. Me. Well, maybe not me, but me in the booth, yes. So I think that a wide receiver, it's not a priority for them, but they certainly need to bolster the field because injuries do come up. Now, DeAndre Hopkins only missed one game that last one. I think he could have played too if it was a desperation, you got to have it kind of game. And Will Fuller, he's been banged up a little bit, but when he's out there, he's so good and he's developing. So they're still going to have to add to it. So, yeah, I think they're going to go for some wide receiver help. All right, where are we at now as far as that was Chewy's question? I'm trying to, oh, boy. How about this on my phone? James, do you see Kareem Jackson moving to safety next year? I think he's going to play a lot more inside. He's been playing a lot inside anyway. And inside in this defense, are you safety? Are you nickel corner? You're in dime a lot. You're in nickel. I mean, you're in all sorts of extra DB packages. I think he's going to play inside an awful lot. I don't know how that translates if he's a pure safety. I'm going to say I doubt he's a pure safety. I just think he's a corner who plays inside a lot. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. That's just my assessment. Armando, any difference with Brian Gain in the building right now? I don't know really what you mean by that, but I do like this. They both talk about alignment, about being on the same page and everything, and about being able to work together. Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien see things the same way very often. What I love about Brian Gain, many things. He's a terrific guy, first of all, but, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to do a great job as a GM. I do love that he's worked for a lot of different organizations. He's in that Parcells tree. I like that as well. I like the way Parcells sees life and football. And I think Brian Gain, having worked in different systems, is a big plus for him. A lot he brings to the table here. We'll see how it plays out. Look, we're just getting started, right? Crockett, the wide receiver, the first acquisition in the Gain era. Chad, when will J.J. Watt be fully healthy and back on the field? Here's the answer to that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But you see the social media stuff that Watt posts. He's running. I mean, he had one video recently where he's on the treadmill, looks like the $6 million man. Anybody get that reference? Is that, hello, is that too dated? Am I going to get fined for a $6 million man reference? Steve Austin. Nah. Anybody remember that? Yeah, a few of you do. All right, that's going to do it for our Facebook, Twitter, Snapface, Spacebook, HoustonTexans.com, Arctic Cooler Talk. Don't forget that we're going to start up Texans Radio the day after the Super Bowl on Sports Radio 610, 5 nights a week, 6 o'clock. And Saturday nights on ABC 13, you must watch this. After the late news, it's Texans 360, and it originates right here from this studio, which we have nicknamed the DIG, the Digital Studio. How do you spell DIG? Is it D-I-G? Is it D-I-J? Is it a GIF or a JIF? These are things for you to ponder until the next time we get together on Arctic Cooler Talk. Thank you, Jay McDevitt, Eric, San Inocencio. Have a great day and go Texans.